The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
In the shield with my spurs up high, chaps and boots reaching for the sky, spurring wild with my head thrown back. You'll ask who's that? Well, that's Bareback Jack. You'll ask who's that? That's old Bareback Jack.
And the answer is true. Lawrence Conley and Brad Smith are both from Prescott, Arizona, although they may likely have never met. Lawrence won it in 1935, and Brad Smith won it in 1978. A little year of separation there. If the last four digits of your cell phone end in 6788, congratulations, you are this week's random right winner, and we'll send you two tickets to the Arizona State Parks. Now, we're talking, I'm going to bring you back a little bit. We had an interesting off-the-air conversation about stats and money, and there's been its share of, like anything in sporting, you've got its controversies and its issues and its players versus owners. And, you know, the intro music the last couple of times was Chris Ledoux, and I don't know the full story, but I understand one of the years he won may not have been that hard of a competition year because a lot of guys were on strike. You're talking about there, and that was back in the 70s, but there was one time in the recent 90s there was some shuffle up that happened.
Yeah, in 1997, all the contestants kind of got together because there was not equal money in the team roping or the barrel race, and so all the contestants kind of got together and had a meeting, and they proposed that team roping and barrel race would get, you know, the same amount per go round.
Now, I understand the team roping. They would split the header and the heeler. You won 10,000, five to the header, five to the heeler. And but what was the non-equal pay for the barrel racing?
They were evidently just deprived part of the entry fee. I mean, part of the purse. What the team roping's argument was, we both pay the exact entry fee, but we only get half the money. So that was the argument up there, and with the PRCA, is that they finally recognized separate events. As one is a header, one is a heeler. We both pay the same amount of dues year long. So, and the team roping makes up of the largest density of the
PRCA.
PRCA, exactly. And so there's more people in the team roping than there is any other event. So that was the argument, and then it surpassed. And so the year 1998, that was the first year they had equal money in the team roping in the barrel race.
And you were there. This was one of the years you qualified as a heeler.
Yes, sir. 96 and 97, and I remember the meeting like it was yesterday. So
let's go into top picks, and this was a hard one because I thought it'd be fun to talk about favorite all-time Cowboys, and it's completely subject to opinion, but it's a fun conversation. When you look back over the years of rodeo, who I was going to narrow it down to top three per event, but there's no way we're going to get that. Would take the whole 4 hours of this broadcast
right
to do. So let's just do top three all-time. Who comes to mind?
Oh, well, I narrowed it down to about 25, but I'll give you just a couple. I mean, the first comes to somebody I grew up with, was born and raised right here in Arizona, is Ty Murray. He was multiple world champion all around. He won single event in the bull riding. Excuse me. He also, not too many people rode all three rough stock at the NFR multiple years. He'd get on 30 head of rough stock in 10 days. And that's just amazing. And his body posture, his demeanor in the arena, it was just amazing. So I remember him doing that when he was 8 years old. I mean, he just was amazing since he was very young.
And still has all his own natural teeth, from what I understand.
Pretty much.
Which
he's still not very pretty, but he's got all his natural limbs and teeth. The second, and this is in no order, I shouldn't put it in order because they're all phenomenal, is Phil Line. A lot of people may not know who Phil Line is or was, and he's still around, and he's probably, in my opinion, one of the most amazing Cowboys ever to live. He qualified, he won the Bill Linderman Award, which means you have to compete and win so much money in both ends of the arena, which means rough stock and timed event. And in 1972, he not only won the world in the calf roping or tie down and the all around, he won the average in the bull riding and the tie down roping at the NFR. I mean, that's, I don't know if anybody's ever done that before or since. And it's just remarkable.
And one of my top picks was someone similar to that, although he didn't do it all in the same year. And I may be biased, but it's Everett Bowman. And he was at a time that they didn't have video cameras, so I've never seen a single one of his runs. But this is a guy that's won the all-around. He's won the steer wrestling. He's won the tie-down roping. He's won the steer roping. It's somebody that's on, like you said, both sides of the arena, rough stock and timed event, and dominated the entire 1930s to the mid-1940s. And I may just be biased, but, I mean, he was the Wickenburg Arena is named after him. He's from Hillside, Arizona. So there may be a little bit of bias in there, but I just thought somebody that can compete at the top level in all those events, that's – I've got to nominate him for one of the tops.
Oh, for sure. And especially back then, the equipment and the knowledge and the, you know, that's just
remarkable.
Can you imagine
hauling a horse in a 1937 trailer today?
He probably didn't have a trailer. He probably just loaded him in the back of his truck. They're just amazing. And then I can't, you know, Larry Mahan, Bill Linderman, but I'd want to, you know, both of us picked this one, and he's phenomenal. I know him personally. My wife was in their wedding. Trevor Brazil, it's hard to say that he's not one of the very, very, very best, if not the best of all time. He holds every record there is. He just won another world championship after he retired in the steer roping. So it's hard not to say he's not the greatest. And he's, of course, current. You know, most people nowadays know who Trevor Brazil is. So
And you really get to see that he's more than a roper when you watch the timed event finals that come around in March at the Lazy E Arena. I mean, he's not a great steer wrestler, but up there in his early 40s, still jumps off and
he's good. So yeah, he's remarkable. His work ethic, his practice efforts, and the way he's always conducted himself. It's just amazing.
My favorite thing about him is when he wins, he never really jumps around and bangs his fists on his chest or hoots and hollers.
Raises the roof.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, yeah, you know, just another day at the office, just doing my job.
And I have to throw this one in there. And I don't think he's never won an all-around world championship, but he is my hero. He's the best team roper I've ever seen, and anyone that's ever swung a heel rope would have to agree is Clay O'Brien Cooper. You know, he's been a big influence in my life, and he's just an amazing guy and continues to change from 1985 when he won his first world championship to now. He just won the George Strait 2 years ago, competing against 20-year-olds, and I won't say how old he is, but he can still handle his own.
Well, you can guess his age if you've ever watched the movie with John Wayne, Cowboys. He's one of the little cowboys that gets hired on to John Wayne's.
He is. He's the littlest one with the biggest gun. And I always give him a hard time. I said, you're not little, but you still pack the biggest gun with your heel rope. So.
And then I'd have to put Billy Eppbauer in there. It was hard. I was picking between him and Ty Murray, and Ty's from Arizona, so I lean that way. But you talk about memories just being burned in your mind. In that 2004, round number 10, he had to have at least a 91 point to win the buckle for that year, and he gets a 93. And just that final 7.5 to 8 seconds, his horse breaks its bucking pattern and, like, pauses on its hind end for just a second, and Billy stretched out like a plank. I mean, yeah. Almost perfectly flat, toe to hand, just sprawled out, picture perfect. And it's just like that – is frozen in my memory, and the horse comes down and he just topples end over end, but it hit the 8 second and he 93 points and walks away with the championship buckle at the age of 41.
Oh, it's amazing. And is it scary that I can remember that horse's name? Painted Smile.
Was it? I thought it was Cool Alley.
Oh, I was going to say Painted Smile. We won the round on Painted Smile I don't know how many times. So maybe you're right. It was just amazing.
We're going to have to go back to the
archives.
Yeah,
now we're going to have to go through it and find out.
And they keep record of that. Just as well as they keep track of the cowboy, they keep track of the horse and the buck and bull. And it seems like they keep track of the steers pretty well, although no one like names the steer. But when you hear them talking about the steer wrestling and the steer roping and the calf tying, I mean, they all are watching
sure. They all tagged with a number. And so they know exactly what each person did on that steer or calf prior.
Now, somebody asked where they can watch this, and it's on CBS, and it's not the traditional network, CBS. It's a paid-for dish. It's 158. Direct, it's 221. We actually didn't have that, so we called our provider, and it was a $30 a month added, and they said, well, is there any long-term contract? They're like, no, cancel whenever, so we'll cancel it tonight when it's done, and you know, $30 to watch the last five nights is not a big deal.
No.
We're willing to... It, cheaper than going anywhere else to watch it.
It'll save you a lot of money from going to Vegas and watching.
What are some highlights from this year? I'm sure you've been watching.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's exciting. It's, of course, you know, I'm a team roper, and the round four of the team roping was just unbelievable with, you know, a 3-9 winning third. It was 3-7, 3-8, 3-9. It was just amazing. And the horsepower and the guys that are roping, it's just phenomenal.
When you get down to those hundredths of a second, it could be the reflex of the timer's thumb. Oh. That determines that difference. You can't train a tenth of a second or a hundredth of a second.
No, and it's just all how the flagger sees it, and the flagger, one horse faces faster than the other, or another heeler, you know, dallies shorter than the other heeler. It's just amazing the variables, and the human side of it makes it awesome because there's no bias. I mean, there's no bias. It's just going by what he sees, and the horse flesh is just unbelievable.
And the timing is all done by humans. There's no new technology that would, you know, a laser or something like that would point and go, okay, bait, that's it.
Correct. If you notice, if you do watch it on TV, there's a flag that's in front of the box, and it's on the barrier rope. And when that barrier rope snaps and that flag moves, that's when they start it. And then they watch the flagger on the horse. And when he drops the flag, that's when they stop it. And there's two timers, so there's a backup. There's a official, and then there's a backup. So it's all human done, and for it to happen in 3.7 seconds is pretty amazing. You better
can't
be on your toes.
On that,
yeah,
and
yeah. No, don't yawn.
And no replays.
Oh no.
You don't go to New York and go, wait, let's look at that again.
No, they don't have a replay yet.
Some of the rough stock has been incredible. Clayton Bigelow in round seven, a 91.5 on ankle biter, and he looked like Wilbur's monkey. That I have no idea how he hung on. It was almost like they had to tape his fist to his rigging strap. I mean, he should have been bucked off three times.
It's incredible. And you know what, we always joke, like, when those guys get done with horses like that, their riding arm has got to be 2 inches longer than their other arm, because it looks like they gets jerked out of the socket. But those guys are so physically fit, it's incredible. The bareback riders are probably the most physically fit, and their upper body is just amazing. They have to be.
And the next night in round eight, Sage Kimsey's 2 feet off his behind, off the bull, halfway through the ride, somehow sucks himself back down and finishes for a 94 run.
That's part of my
Bruiser.
Yes, exactly. That's one of my favorite of all the whole week. That actual whole round of bull riding. 91.5 split second or third and fourth. I mean, you don't see that too often. I've been impressed with the bull riding all week up there, but Sage's ride on Sweet Pearl Bruiser, it was amazing.
You could go to 30 PRCA events and never see a 90-point ride.
Oh, exactly. And you're seeing a lot of them this week, and they're deserving.
Now, the number one, it doesn't have to do with the flashiness of the ride or the impressiveness, but round number three, and it wasn't necessarily anything in the event, in the interviews afterwards, because they always interview the winner, Kobe Radley of Montpierre, Louisiana, goes 92, wins the bull riding, and in his interview at the end, acknowledges LSU's win in the SEC football championship, and a fellow Louisiana contestant from Sulphur, Louisiana, Shane Hansen, won second in the tie-down. So his big congratulations speech wasn't about himself, but hey, Louisiana's kicking butt today.
I knew that was coming. Yes, they both had great rides, and that was pretty cool he did that. I would say my favorite moment so far the whole week, and I'm probably just not going to get any better than this, was seeing my son's face at the fourth round of the NFR. We got to actually see it live. We were there. And when those in the team rope, when those runs were 3-7, 3-8, 3-9, he just kept looking at me with his eyes. He just thrown his fist up, and he was just loving it. So Riker had the best time, and just to see the emotion on his face watching somebody rope that fast was pretty cool.
And that was from inside the Thomas and Mack
Arena. Yeah, we were sitting, a friend of ours, Cheyenne Wimberly, she's in the barrel race, so we got to sit in her seat. So